from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
That this is actually happening. You have beat the drum for Aiyuk. Most people have. I have been the lone. You want to talk about being on an island? I feel like I'm on an island here about thinking this guy is not worth the hoopla.
You've been a lone wolf.
I have, but his quarterback at Arizona State, like 10 years ago, it feels like, is there. You would think that guy probably likes him, especially if they're close friends. He probably has a high opinion of him as a player. He would go to the front office there and say, hey, you just spent the second pick on me. Can you bring this guy in? I'm surprised that for a guy as analytical as you and as critically, you know, oriented towards critical thinking as you are, that hasn't at least given you pause that at least one other franchise has looked at him and said, this isn't worth it for us.
I guess my low opinion of Washington, even with their regime changes, makes me feel that way. I also think they might just overvalue their own players. I think they might think, and I like McLaurin, maybe not, definitely not as much as you, but I still think he's really good.
He's a better player, so he's had a better career so far for sure in one extra year than Brandon Aiyuk has.
I think they overvalue Dotson. I think they feel like he's ready to bust out because he has a legitimate quarterback throwing him the ball finally. And so they've got a defensive-minded head coach there. He's like, no, we're good right now.
But wouldn't you want to maximize your rookie quarterback by giving him a receiver that presumably people seem to think is one of the best in the league that he has a rapport with built in?
I would agree with that.
So that, I'm sorry, that has to factor in here, at least when people are talking about the impact Aiyuk would have here if and when he gets traded to the Steelers. I have to factor that in and say that's part of the reason I feel the way I feel.
More from Jonathan Jones on Aiyuk coming to the Steelers.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, as I understand it, are not at the point, or at least they were not this morning, with a comparable or acceptable trade package to send to San Francisco. And they may not also be there with the money with Brandon Aiyuk, but that's where he wants to go. And you can say, Chris, well, gosh, wouldn't you want to go play for two-time Coach of the Year Kevin Stefanski with the Cleveland Browns and make more money? Perhaps. Why would you want to leave Kyle Shanahan and a team that is maybe going back to the Super Bowl? The answer is money. Why do you want to go to the Pittsburgh Steelers and play with a quarterback that you don't know if it's going to be Justin Fields or Russell Wilson in a system you're not particularly familiar with in Arthur Smith's system? The answer is Mike Tomlin.
Tomlin now, the trump card in all this. I have a hard time believing that Cleveland actually has the best financial offer on the table. I just still do not know how they make that work with everything going on there. And he said, Jonathan Jones there from CBS, that the Steelers might not have made a comparable offer to the other teams. I don't think that means anything. Acceptable is the only word that matters there. Because what New England or Cleveland offered has no bearing on trade negotiations with the Steelers because Aiyuk won't accept the trade there.
He's Eric Carlson in this particular
right.
regard.
So the 49ers can't say, well, too bad, Steelers, if you don't give us a better deal, New England. Okay, we'll call your bluff on that, brother.
They can't do that.
Right.
It's a game of poker. And Ayuk is sort of the dealer here.
And I heard him hedging on the money part. He goes, they may not have offered. I know they've made an offer that Ayuk is like, yeah, I'm comfortable playing that there.
I'll just, again, since we're kind of recapping things where we stand right now, I will say that I was told Monday night after you had been really out on an island that day saying, hey, I'm hearing this could really happen, etc. I was told Monday night, for what it's worth, that this was basically done already and that they were just waiting for like the fine point details, your I's dotted, T's crossed to come out, which jived with everything you had been saying.
And it can take some time for I's and T's.
And the source of that ultimately one degree removed was somebody within the Steelers.
Donnie, what is your take on the whole thing right now? The player, the deal, the waiting here, the reporting, anything you want.
Well, now we have tweets out there of his agent on the phone.
Yes.
It's just a picture of him simply on the phone.
He's at Raiders practice. He's could down in the catcher's crouch.
Could be an important phone call. He could be ordering P.F. Chang's. Who really knows?
P.F. Chang's for Mark Davis.
Boom.
That would be buttering up the owner.
Calling a mobile haircut service to come and give him that Prince Valiant look yet again.
Zach Gelb on CBS from Infinity Sports Network 20 minutes ago. Kyle Shanahan reportedly bothered that Brandon Ayuk gave him a bro hug in practice.
Gelb strikes me as a big bro hug guy, though. So he's probably anti-Shanahan there.
Donnie, what else you got? Anything else on this? How you're feeling about the trade talks?
How do you feel about Brandon Ayuk as a player?
He loves Ayuk.
I love Ayuk.
So it doesn't give you any pause that Washington, a team which would seem like a natural fit, quarterback he loves, already built in rapport, you want to surround a rookie who's on a cheap deal for a couple of years, not like the Steelers situation where one of these guys could get very expensive very quickly if they ball out this year. You don't find it at all curious that team has no interest?
No. I mean, maybe if it was like a more well-run organization. I mean, I think you could say, are you concerned that the 49ers are fine getting rid of this guy? Because I don't think they should
They have a more proven track record, though, of just churning out good offenses.
But we've also just went over the great players at other positions, and it's not necessarily an Ayuk problem. It's that they just have guys who they think are better. Like the best left tackle in football, a quarterback, the best all-around tight end in football, elite pass rusher who's won defensive player of the year.
I mean, they feel like he's disposable, clearly.
But I'm saying if they didn't have all those guys, I don't think they would look at him as disposable.
But doesn't it tell you something that they still feel that he is? Which also goes into my whole, we're not talking about Randy Moss or Jerry Rice being dealt for here. We're talking about Brandon Ayuk, who is definitely closer to wide receiver 20 than wide receiver 5.
Is he definitely?
No. I think he is.
Yeah, I think he's probably somewhere between like 9 and 13 is where
I
put him.
If he was 13, he would technically be closer to 20, but I think he's closer to like 15, 18.
But where would you rank the Steelers' second wide receiver in the NFL
overall ranking of
wide receivers?
I'd have to make the NFL's bottom 100 players, and then you might see somebody like Van Jefferson on there.
Right.
So I don't know. We're getting good reports of Van Jefferson out at St. Vincent's.
Mackey, God bless him, he wrote an article about this pretty much saying what Chris is saying, that he didn't want Ayuk. He thought there were better ways to spend $30 million a year. By the way, I think it'll be less than that, but not by much. And I think he's kicked off a paragraph by saying, I am legitimately intrigued by Van Jefferson. I don't think I've ever said that, though. I don't think his dad, Thomas Jefferson, is intrigued. I don't think Mr. and Mrs. Jefferson are intrigued. You know who's not intrigued by it? The Steelers.
That's why they're trying to trade for somebody else.
Yes. If they were intrigued by Van Jefferson, they would say the hell with giving up anything in a trade and then paying Brandon Ayuk a buttload of money.
I think the nicest thing I could say about Ayuk is that I think he would make George Pickens' life a lot easier, make Pickens more dangerous, and make their offense more dangerous just by being another weapon. But I feel like that's kind of hollow praise for a guy you would be committing that much money to and dealing some resources for when you're saying his best impact might be on how he frees up other people.
Texas on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. All access with Aditi. She has been around the Browns, and she, I think, is doing their preseason again. What is going on in Cleveland with this deal? Are the Browns legitimately still in the Aiyuk sweepstakes? I say no. Is she hearing differently? Coming up next, if I'm wrong about this, my heart will stop, and UPMC wants me to tell you your heart care matters. Trust the experts at UPMC and get your heart screened. Here's a headline.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back to school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We've had NFL Network up in studio all day. They're talking Aiyuk right now. And the CG, the banner at the bottom of the screen, says, Aiyuk more likely to be traded than sign extension with Niners. And then, semicolon, no trade in place.
I've got news for you again. You have made it internationally and into a different language. I am in like a Steelers chat with a couple of people I know, one of whom is a bilingual guy living in Mexico. And your reporting has made it. So this is in a chat. Brandon Aiyuk puede estar cumpliendo su deseo. Según Andrew Filipponi de 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, los 49ers de San Francisco tienen un acuerdo verbal para enviar al receptor descontento a los Steelers de Pittsburgh. You have gone bilingual.
And Odyssey's got to love that, Donnie, that we're providing content now for other countries.
Somebody then responded with, Andrew Filipponi no es una fuente confiable. What does that mean?
That doesn't sound good. I don't have Rosetta Stone in front of me, but...
I think it means I believe this guy every time he puts it out there.
I think it might mean he is not a reliable source.
Look over your left shoulder, though. This headline that NFL Network has.
Yes.
So, more likely to be traded than signed, no trade in place. So they are allowing the possibility of two other things. That he would go back and play for the 49ers for $14 million.
Yes.
Or that there's another team who's not the Steelers, who's somehow involved in this.
I don't think that's happening. By the way, no es una fuente confiable, not a reliable source.
There you go.
We hate it. They're ripping you in Mexico.
And there's a huge Steelers contingent down there.
Oh, yeah, this guy is legit. He's like, it made it. He goes, this made it to my Mexican Steeler fan group.
Time to go all access with Aditi, brought to you by Bet365. Aditi, are you still doing Browns games this preseason?
I am indeed. I have my first on Saturday. The Packers will be in Cleveland.
All right, so I've obviously
Jordan Love is actually playing, but wow. That's clearly not what you're interested in.
I've obviously gone out on a limb here because I trust the people that I'm talking to on the Ayuk thing. I have heard over and over and over again that he doesn't want to play for the Browns. So you're around this team. Do they actually think that he's going to change his mind?
I think that the Browns' interest in Ayuk may be overstated.
Really?
I think that there are a lot of people who report things that they believe to be true that are not necessarily actually true.
Well,
let's use common sense for one reason, okay, here? Yeah. Everything that is reported about the Browns wanting Ayuk indicates that Amari Cooper is gone. Why would they rework Amari Cooper's contract? Why would they talk about long-term deal with Amari Cooper?
Someone
who is around that team, but really quickly, as someone who is around that team, Amari Cooper is the professional, the grown-up, the person in that wide receiver room that they absolutely love and need, especially when you've got young guys like Elijah Moore and Jerry Jeudy who are still learning how to deal with maybe not always getting the ball exactly where they want the ball or as much as they want the ball or things like that. This is a glue guy.
Yes. And you know the restructuring thing, what that means. They've pretty much already paid him for this season. Is how that works. Yeah, pretty much. His base salary is $1 million, Aditi. They gave him all signing bonus money. They had to get creative with the cap because of the Deshaun Watson stuff.
Right, and there's incentive money in there.
I mean, they can't love the fact that somebody on San Francisco's side leaked that Cooper would be in a proposed trade, because now if that doesn't happen, well, what's Amari Cooper going to think of his situation there?
I don't know that Amari Cooper is looking to go. Amari Cooper has been, I haven't talked to him. I'll talk to him Saturday for sure, but he's been very vocal and on the record saying that he wants to finish his career in Cleveland.
Aditi, I have a different question about all of this. I actually think Cooper's a better player than Ayuk, so I guess I'm starting this off by leading the witness. How good of a player do you feel Brandon Ayuk is? I mean, you're on the sideline for games for CBS, so you're seeing a lot of different teams. You're seeing these guys, some of these elite wide receivers up close. I think this guy is closer to wide receiver 20 in the NFL than he is, say, I don't know, wide receiver 5 in the NFL.
I mean, I'm hearing you say that, and I did hear Pony say somewhere in between 9 and 13. There are so many factors that go into what you get out of someone, and there are some unicorns, for sure, the guys that produce no matter what. But then you've got guys that are certainly helped or harmed by the situations they're in. And by that, that could be who is the quarterback throwing the ball to them? Who is the offensive coordinator, and what design does he have? You know, like, I find this whole conversation about how Brandon Ayuk is so desperate to play for Mike Tomlin a little bit short-sighted. Since when has Mike Tomlin been a guy that's airing the ball out and throwing the ball deep and loving this high-flying offense that's so innovative and going to take advantage and highlight a player like that? I mean, even a guy like George Pickens, you've had feast or famine with him. It's not someone that has consistently had 100-yard games. So, and also the quarterback situation is somewhat unsettled. We don't know for sure that either of these guys, whoever it ends up being, is going to be a 6,000-yard passer.
So what's your prediction on what ends up happening then, Aditi?
I would not be stunned if Ayuk ends up back in the fold in San Francisco.
Wow.
I'm not saying that's my prediction. I'm just saying I would not be stunned.
Would you say that's the most likely outcome in this?
I mean, it just feels like there's been... I think that if there were an obvious deal, or if there was incredible motivation for San Francisco to move on from him, it would have happened.
Oh, man.
San Francisco has its eye on a major prize. San Francisco thinks it's very, very close. If they think that Brandon Ayuk's presence has become so toxic, has become one of those things where you have addition by subtraction, then at some point there's a fire sale. And they're clearly not in that position. That's not what we're seeing going on here.
Aditi, can I ask you a very quick, like, sort of inside baseball question, but one that's relevant given how we've talked today? Pony is obviously... Bing bong. Pony is obviously...
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Pony's the guy who's obviously been tweeting, basically, this is going to happen. I think, Pony, I'm not putting words in your mouth.
No, I said it's a done deal.
Aiyuk is headed to Pittsburgh. Now, we've seen a lot of reporters across the NFL for various outlets say that there's still interest, there are still talks, but there's no deal yet in place. They won't put it out there to the degree Andrew has. I realize that could be that they're not hearing the same things he's hearing, but are there like standards that you've had to adhere to professionally on Twitter where you can't report something or tweet something out if you couldn't write it or go on TV with it? Do you know what I mean? Like, to explain the disparity basically between what he is reporting and what we are seeing from some national names that are out there.
I mean, that's almost asking me to sort of impugn Pony's journalism.
No, I'm not going to do that in any way.
You can if you want.
I'm asking very plainly, have you worked for publications where they have told you you can't tweet this even if you're basically certain it's happening because we wouldn't let you put it in print yet? You can't hint at it.
I can't do that at CBS with things that I know
for a
fact.
That's what I'm kind of getting at
here. There are things that I know for a fact that I am not allowed to report because that is part of the trust that part of being a game broadcaster is that you are told a lot of things, or part of being part of a game broadcast is that you are told things with an enormous amount of trust. So you have to be careful about a lot of what you say. When I was at the Wall Street Journal, there were certainly way different standards than there were when I was at the NFL Network. I mean, at the Wall Street Journal, it was, you almost could never use an anonymous source. You have to do everything you can to put your source on the record. And if you were going to use an anonymous source, I had to have at least one more, if not another. If not three. If I was reporting one thing about one side, if I was reporting, let's say, this player is unhappy with this coach, I had to make sure that I tried to get comment, not just from the player, but from the coach too. I mean, every organization has different journalistic standards. And that was also a long time ago. I think our world has changed. I think the way that we traffic in information is very different these days than it was, again, I'm talking about 13 years ago, the Wall Street Journal. That's a different time. So I'll just say this, Multi. I obviously haven't asked Pony who his source is. He's not going to tell me who is. I would never ask him, and I don't expect him to tell me, but I trust Pony. I don't think Pony is putting that out there.
Aditi, I think he's right, because I was told something Monday night that has corroborated everything he's been putting out
there. And the other thing makes me feel good about this is both the 49ers beat reporter and Adam Schefter have had to change their reporting on this. So, and I haven't.
I mean, that's fine. But there's a piece of this here, you know, like, you still need someone to deliver the ball, and you still need an offense that's looking to completely take advantage of that.
All right, we get it. The Steelers have quarterback questions, Aditi. Let us have our moment here
I agree with Aditi here. I think this is an overrated move if
they
make
We've already had the negativity of Mulsey on this move.
Let's temper our expectations. This isn't that, okay, this is one player away.
How much better is this guy
suddenly being the leading candidate to win the Super Bowl?
How much better is Aiyuk than Diontae Johnson?
Much better.
No, I wasn't asking you.
Well, I just gave my opinion anyways. Aditi?
That's one of those things that's so hard to say because it's how does somebody fit in a certain environment?
Well, that's kind of my point. But that's kind of my point. If I asked you how much better is Justin Jefferson than Diontae Johnson, we would all say much better. He's one of the absolute best. But the fact that it can't be a slam dunk like that kind of answers the question for me.
I had a few years ago, before the whole Matt Canada experiment, there was every expectation that Diontae Johnson was a star on the cusp of breaking out. Now, obviously, he worked very hard that year after the drops. You felt like there was an explosiveness, a dynamism to what he could do. Things happen, and you don't necessarily know how people are going to respond to whatever those things are. And, you know, you guys were talking about Washington earlier and Dotson and McLaurin, and I'll tell you, I'm a huge fan of Terry McLaurin.
Thank you.
He is also one of those massive grown-ups in the room, and despite the quarterback play that he had to deal with last year.
No diva behavior whatsoever.
Exactly. IU doesn't have that either.
Wait,
Yes, he does.
Oh, what is all this drama that we've been watching?
Thank you.
I don't know.
Terry McLaurin could have sat there last year and said, get me out of this mess. That I am in my prime years. I deserve to be a superstar wide receiver. I deserve the ball more. No, in fact, Terry McLaurin and I had multiple conversations about how all he could control was everything he did on every play. And if that meant blocking, if that meant running a crisper route, if that meant setting a pick in some way, and that he felt like it was his responsibility to help develop this young quarterback in Sam Howell, as opposed to sitting here and moaning and whining, why am I not getting the ball more and why are my numbers not where they should be? And I'll also tell you this, Garrett Wilson, who is a superstar in New Jersey, suffered through a rough year last year, and Terry McLaurin and Garrett Wilson both talked about this. And McLaurin was mentoring Wilson in the sense that, or was willing to serve as kind of a spot of wisdom, this is what we can control, and it doesn't last forever.
We're not debating McLaurin because he wasn't available. I don't think that Ayuk has exhibited any diva behavior, because if my peers were making double what I was making and my company refused to pay me like those people, I would want out too. So I have no issue with the way he's handled this business with San Francisco. None whatsoever,
actually.
It's
a horrible system. It's the way the system is set up, though.
Thank you,
Aditi. It's sort of like, now, do you want to go into this whole... Was that a thank you, you're hanging up on me? Or was
no,
that
was a thank you for agreeing with me. That was thank you for agreeing with me.
You sort of express surprise about Washington and Jaden Daniels not doing everything to go after Brandon Ayuk, if that is indeed the case. I think that it's not a false sense of confidence in what they have. I think there's a real reason they should have confidence in who they have.
Aditi, thank you. We'll talk again next week.
All right, guys.
Donnie has a football debrief. Yes, thank you for the good luck. Say goodbye to your gutter problems with Gutter Helmet. Book a free estimate at gutterhelmet.com. Donnie's segment is next. We'll see if someone else wants to refute my Ayuk stuff between now and 6 o'clock or 5:45 when the leadoff show comes your way. Here's a headline. It's time for a Donnie football debrief. Take it away, Don.
The debrief, August 7th. 2024, not to deter us from the big topic on the day, but I got some career news football related. I will be joining the award-winning KDKA radio high school football coverage this fall. A sideline guy.
Which means that it takes you away from us on Football Fridays. But it's for the best of
most likely,
of
unless they want me to fly a jet to whatever stadium we're at. Yes,
I mean the rich get richer. We get a little poorer for your absence Friday, but the rich get richer.
Our loss is their gain.
An already award-winning production gets a guy who I think is absolute wheelhouse material for this. A lot of these high school kids are going to know exactly who's interviewing them.
Yes,
know that they are talking to a trench guy. A guy who battled as an undersized center at Greensburg-Salem. You're going to have instant cachet and rapport with these guys. I think, frankly, Donnie, you're going to be a pig in slop with this, and I think you're going to crush it.
Are you going to go by Donnie Football or Donnie Chedrick on the sidelines?
I mean, I guess I can leave that up to Dan. He's normally the man that runs point on this.
I disagree
I think
with
I
that.
Gotta say,
0% chance Dan, if left to his own devices, goes, and let's kick it down to Donnie Football.
I think he's
got to
be Donnie Football. That's your character. That's your moniker. It's perfect for
this. What's your middle name?
Joseph.
I would, if I were thinking this was left up to Dan, he'd go, now for a sideline report with Donald J. Chedrick, as he's with a member of the winning Rams from Pine Richland.
That was a good impression.
Do you think he'll be like a buttoned-up sideline reporter that's asking the hard questions, or you'll be more of the zany sideline reporter? You'll be the one that's like doing stories on like a fan that's trying to set a hot dog record.
Tony Siragusa, the late great Tony Siragusa, was a great sideline guy.
I agree.
For Fox.
So you're going to try to...
We may be in that same breath.
Stand under that goalpost. They're really hitting out here.
Hold on a second. I didn't think he was on the sideline, but he was not a sideline reporter.
No, he was just
an analyst that they just had on the field. So is that going to be your role? Or is it going to be... Because you know who's actually that role? That's Doran on Pitt broadcasts. Larry is the sideline reporter.
Doran is
a sideline analyst. So are you sideline analyst or sideline reporter?
I mean, I took it as reporter.
Just the facts.
But. See, I think he'd be great as a sideline analyst, almost like Craig Wolfley does. We're like, man, you got to see these guys down here.
They're hitting Chalooch. The pads are popping.
You got to see this left guard for Aliquippa.
Pony, why not both?
He's got arms for – he's got legs that are tree trunks and arms that look like legs.
Why not both? Why not – here's a sample. Why not this? Guys talking with – I don't know. Who's a team that will play Aliquippa in 4A this year? Who's in their section? Bell Vernon, okay.
Yeah, that's one of the first games.
Guys actually on the Bell Vernon sideline here, and Bell Vernon's head coach really giving it to his defense right now.
Giving him the business.
About the way that Aliquippa ran on them. And, guys, I can tell you from watching, Aliquippa getting great contributions from their three interior linemen opening up big holes. That Bell Vernon defensive line's going to have to find some answers. I think you could do that.
I think that's right up
in
the
your
alley.
Sleep.
Yeah, but that's reporting. I will also be...
But that's reporting and analyzing, and I think that's perfect.
Yeah, and I think I will also be the halftime, get the little interview with the coach, post-game interview with coach.
Can you wear a fedora
of the game?
Can you please wear a fedora with a little card in the brim that
Donnie,
says press?
I really honestly feel like there are roles that people were born to play in movies and TV shows.
You were born for this. Like, this is wheelhouse for
I've
you.
Honestly never done the sideline thing. Like I've done play-by-play.
Okay.
I've done
I've got an, I've got an update already.
Analyst.
Our big boss, Michael Spack, just said he will be both.
There you
go. He will be wearing both hats, the analyst and the reporter, as it should be.
Jason Alexander had never played, what was the guy's name again on Seinfeld?
George.
He had never played George before that show. He was perfect for it. You've never been a sideline reporter before, but I think you'll take to it like a fish does to water. You'll be excellent.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
to both of you. I'm really looking forward to this.
And I
know Spack is very excited. PJ is very excited.
And I think you have an authentic love for high school football.
Well, that's
and
why
what high school football means to this region.
I've told you guys before. Like, you guys will bring it up on air or even off air discussions. Like, if I ever miss high school football or covering it, whatever. And I tell you honestly, yeah, there is part of me. Once we get around this time of year. Like that first crispy night in September, I'm thinking, man, it would be sweet to be out there.
I think those coaches are going to respond big time to you because they're going to know they're talking to like a fellow high school football traveler.
Remember
like a
when
guy
we,
that loves it as much as they
remember
do.
Remember when we had people calling in talking about how much they were scalping tickets for that Aliquippa football game?
Oh, yeah, that was big. And we get to go to the pit very early on.
Playing Bell Vernon.
Yes.
Yeah, well, now you can call it Heinz Field. I think there's going to be one problem that you run into, though, here. And I think it's going to be a potentially big one. I think they're going to have to keep you from getting mobbed on those sidelines.
I agree. See, I feel like KDK Radio has become synonymous with high school football, which is great.
100%.
Again, it's so important to this area.
100%.
But I do, and Dan is a great play-by-play guy, and Coach Lee is a character. But I will say this. This is just me as a consumer of it.
You love to consume. Oh, you are just gobbling it up like Pac-Man.
You're talking to someone who watches and listens and takes in high school football, and that gives me an opinion on it. I do think ever since John Fedko left the Fedko zone, there is an opening for someone to be the big high school football personality in Pittsburgh, and I think the man on the other side of the glass now has a chance to carve out his niche
Emphasis on personality, because Dan, as good as Dan is, and Dan's very good, when you think of Dan Zangrilli, you do think of baseball first. He's a jack of all trades, like any great play-by-play man.
Yes,
he can handle
and
everything.
And also buttoned up, very professional.
But
he keeps it straight-laced.
When you discuss it as a crispy night in September, you're just speaking their language, man.
I'm getting chills just thinking about it right now.
I think myself and Johnny Lee are going to click big time.
I agree with that.
And plus, I don't know if you're going to find more strength in the Yinzer accent than the two of us.
Here's the other thing you have. You played offensive line. We always know the linemen, smartest guys in the meeting rooms. He's going to be able to break down that game. You know what you're also going to do? You're going to be asking these coaches, like, pretty brief but intelligent questions. You're going to get great answers because they're going to say, again, this guy knows his stuff.
And we can't big time Donnie. You know, he can't get a D dart from a high school coach. He's better than that.
And Chirp could still throw one at him.
See, I don't think so. I think he's going to see a football
now,
guy.
Now, if you did a TJ,
now, here's the
if
thing.
You did a TJ game in the middle of November or whenever the season's
I'm wearing cargo shorts. Which there is a TJ game on the schedule. It is early though. It is early, but the cargo shorts will absolutely be out.
Yeah, I think this is going
to
be tremendous.
I gotta pay homage to the man at the top for TJ.
You and Chirpak doing the Spider-Man meme at each other. You're pointing the microphone at him. He goes, "Wait a minute."
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Rain and a low of 71 degrees. How are we feeling about the Steelers and Brandon Ayuk? Jeff Hathorn was at Steelers training camp where Mike Tomlin gave an interesting answer about wide receivers today. We'll see if that has Jeff siding with me on the Ayuk trade discussion. Quick timeout and then a long commercial-free segment. It's the PM Team on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.